The plain zebra is a close relative of the quagga, extinct since 1883. But according to members of the Quagga Project in Cape Town, South Africa, the foal seen running with its herd of plain zebras is a quagga. His name is Harley, and he was born in May of this year. Prior to this, the most quagga-like animal was born in 2005. Conservationists on the project have used selective breeding with southern plain zebras to try to recreate a subspecies that has been extinct for more than 100 years.
The quagga is actually a subspecies of the plain zebra. Therefore, the main gene pool still exists within the plain zebra.
The selective breeding program uses plain zebras that have quagga-like traits, an approach that livestock and horse breeders have used for centuries.
Because understand, you cannot bring something back from extinction, but you can revive a subspecies.
It's an opinion shared by zoologist Peter Lloyd, who says that other genetically coded features, such as habitat adaptations, unique to the quagga, could not be recreated in the new quagga breed.
So it would be very unfair to say you have recreated the quagga. And there's also a danger. And the danger is that you could create the wrong impression to people and say that once an animal is extinct, don't worry, we can always recreate it. This is a special set of circumstances. There are several subspecies. What these people are doing is they're using one of the subspecies and its lack of striping in certain individuals to try and produce an animal that looks similar in external appearance to the quagga.
Critics say it is impossible to know whether animals produced are true quagga, since they were never studied by modern science. Aside from color and stripes, no other defining quagga characteristics, such as behavioral patterns or diet, were ever noted and may have been lost to history.